as a committee of agriculture, land reform and rural development, we take this opportunity to welcome the Deputy Minister, Honorable Bao Skwatsha, and the officials of the department, as led by the DG, Dr. Ramasodi, and other DDGs who may be accompanying him, Ingonyama Trust Board, the CEO and CFO, and other members of the board. Honorable members, we have one item on the agenda that being a briefing from Ingonyama Trust Board, which will be the follow-up on the interventions of the new Board of Trustees on challenges and interventions to address governance challenges confronting ITB and Ingonyama Trust. There's been much more in the public domain, in the media, in terms of the restructuring of Ingonyama Trust. The last appearance of Ingonyama Trust before the committee, it was led by the chairperson, His Royal Highness Nkosi Mzimela, as well as the delegation with us here from the media reports that we have seen. It seems he has been asked by the sole trustee, His Majesty King Mrs. Casualty, who's taken the responsibility of self-appointing himself as chairperson of Ingonyama Trust Board. And as the chairperson of Ingonyama Trust Board, is therefore obliged to come before the committee every time Ingonyama Trust Board appears before the committee to present. So I would want to offer an opportunity to Ingonyama Trust Board to take us into the latest developments, and if it is as we've read it in the news, where the whereabouts of the chairperson of Ingonyama Trust Board. Thank you, Honorable Members. Let us hand over to Ingonyama Trust Board.
Honorable Chairperson, DM, Honorable Members of this portfolio committee, let us thank you for this opportunity. As the Honorable Chairperson has indicated, it is accurate that the former chairperson whom you met has been relieved of his responsibility, and that Isilo has appointed himself to be the chairperson of this board. It became important for me as deputy chairperson to solicit the assistance of the minister, because it was glaring that the chairperson of the board does not seem to fully appreciate what is required of him by the legislation. Last time I indicated that we are regulated by the Act of Parliament. There are regulations, there are protocols that we cannot change. Therefore, I indicated to the minister that she needed to have a one-on-one with the ECO. Yesterday, before we came here, we had a virtual meeting with the minister. The intention had been for the minister to introduce the chairperson to the board and for a way forward to be charted as to how the chairperson as ECO will proceed working with the board. The virtual meeting happened and ECO didn't attend. We were informed that he was held up in a meeting. This morning, we are here. Our chairperson is not here. Usually, as a matter of protocol anyway, there has to be an apology. However, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, I can simply say it is what it is right now. Having said that, for everybody's comfort, work continues, and work is going to continue because we have a mandate to address matters of agriculture, land reform, and rural development. That I would like all of us to understand. We are committed. We have a renewed spirit, actually, of commitment compared to what was happening. And that patriotic, enthusiastic spirit continues. And we are going to continue. And before I even move away from this subject, I would like the members just to continue trusting our judgment. After all, until any legislation is changed, it just creates certainty and no doubt, and we are going to continue to do that. And we are very excited. So we do want to thank you for affording us this opportunity. And may I stand on the protocol that has already been established and request the CEO on my left make his input, and then the CFO on my right is going to make an input. We are going to highly welcome your intervention in what is going to be transpiring before this portfolio committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, honorable members. That's the deputy chairperson of Ingonyama Trust Board. Is giving us under Yabalegale Doctor Mochorch, this is slow. Now we are uncertain in terms of the chairperson of Ingonyama Trust's absence and the confusion and turmoil that it may bring about. The CEO Baum Gwengwe is from that past. He's familiar about what we are cautious about, because in the very former past we had challenges regarding the chairperson of Ingonyama Trust, which left the committee disheartened about his role within Ingonyama Trust. Subsequently, he was replaced by Nkosi Nzimela. Now he's also been replaced. I don't know, honorable members, let me put it to you for your input and way forward in terms of how we proceed without the chairperson. Honorable Trader, Honorable Kapa, Honorable Sibal Kulu.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And greetings to the DM, members of parliament, and ITB, and everybody who are attending the meeting, and greetings to you, Chair, also. It is unfortunate that any chairperson, the chairperson of any entity of the department, would miss their very first meeting. It is unfortunate, Chair. What I do not understand, Chair, is the fact that the deputy chair has informed us that there is no apology. There was an intervention made by the minister yesterday. Still, the chairperson did not attend that meeting. That's what we are informed. And the chairperson is not attending today's meeting. Hence, Chair, I would suggest that we have a responsibility to make sure that we do our oversight and make sure that the entities meet their legislation as they are required, including them coming to account to Parliament. The absence of the chairperson, Chair, in a lack of a better word, let me rather not say. I would like to propose, Chair, that we reschedule this meeting for a later date. Because, Chair, there's a lot of development in the entity. I appreciate your commitment as the board, Chair. Previously, you demonstrated your commitment. We do not doubt that you will do better. But, Chair, there's no delegation. I suggest, Chair, we reschedule the meeting of the ITB. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Tabo.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. The ITB officials and our deputy minister. Some of the words that I've said have been mentioned by Honorable Chair next to me. But to reiterate, it's the way I had wanted to say it. One, there are a few things missing for me. One thing missing is an apology from the chairperson. Another thing missing is whether we are made to understand that there is a any constitutional delegation to the deputy chairperson, that at any time that there is no chairperson, the deputy is standing for him, which will be a new practice. And also, it doesn't seem there is a delegation that is specifically today, that today's meeting, I'm not there, you are therefore delegated. And therefore, this makes us to be running in the darkness. And I would like us as the committee to be part of any misunderstanding or confusion in the ITP. Instead, we are supposed to be part of a solution. And in this case, it doesn't seem we are empowered enough to come with a solution. And therefore, I would also suggest that this meeting, it doesn't seem to me that it can continue unless the board has resolved these issues that we don't understand each other today. And therefore, to a great extent, I agree with Honorable Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Papa. Mr. Balku, Honorable Bao Tlamini.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Good morning to the Honorable Member.
Thank you. thank you very much, Chair, and good morning to you, the board members, the committee members, the deputy minister, the officials from the department, the deputy chair of the ITB, and the other members. I think I'm fully and satisfied, covered by the comments both Babu Papa and Ms. Tret have made. One has been very much worried about this matter because it is also playing in the public and in the media. And most of the times I hear about it, I think, how is it being handled? Because my far distant understanding is also that Isilo is personally dealing with other matters of his position, and we don't want to be part of those matters ourselves here. It's an ITB that has to perform the functions as known, and we should not deviate for that. That's why I say I agree with the postponement of the meeting, and that he, the king, maybe through the minister or the deputy minister, can advise, can be contacted and informed formally that we need this meeting, and that it should happen as urgently as possible. Without him, if he's not going to be there, he should formally, I think, because he has a deputy, say the deputy can take over. It cannot be just a quiet state of affairs. So I'll stop here, Chair, and saying I support what my two colleagues have said, and appreciate that the ITB has come through for this meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, the Honorable Bao Tlamini. Honorable Mamun Papama, Kenge, Condoms.
Good morning to the members of the Ingonyama Trust Board, members of the department, that is Kwacha, and my colleagues and the staff behind me. Chair, I tend to have a different view to my colleagues. And I'm not undermining the impact of the absence of the chairperson at all. I agree with them that it is really not desirable that the chairperson would not be here. But I feel that business must go on as the deputy chairperson who advocates Zama has said. I don't see why we should stop this meeting. They are here, we are here, they are in touch with the issues. And really from my reading of the presentation, for the first time in the 7 years that I've been here, you know, I'm really excited also that it seems like the Ingonyama Trust is on the right path. I am truly also excited about that. And I think we should give a chance to Isilo to and whoever his advisors are to actually to get with the program, but maybe to acclimatize themselves with procedures and protocols. But really, I don't think it is for us to be guided by what is happening in the media, etc., etc., etc. He might not have given an apology, but I think life must go on, Chair, and that is my view. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Honorable Mbabama, I started, Honorable Members, by talking to a history that we are familiar with in terms of Ingonyama Trust. Can I show you Baum Gweng, where the CEO can attest to this, because there's been endless headaches from the former chairperson of this same ITB, Judge Ngweng. I don't know if former judges are still referred to as judges. Yeah, it is. In this regard, Honorable Members, we have a new board that was instituted as having a chairperson that is Nkosi Mzimela. He has subsequently been removed. And having been removed, the trustee, His Majesty King Misizo SLT, has instituted himself as referee and player. He's not just sole trustee, he's the chairperson of the board. And per legislation, the chairperson of the board is to appear before the committee of parliament to engage on every presentation required from the ITB. Now, the deputy chairperson has put this before the committee that the chairperson failed to attend a meeting yesterday with the minister, and in today's meeting has not even submitted an apology. Is this a board that the chairperson and the trustee has sent before Parliament today is this delegation of ITB before us today still representing the trustee who's become the chairperson of the board. These are the things that we need to gain certainty and not be driven by excitement on. And this is why I posed this question, Honourable Members. And we must also, for the sake of the committee, perhaps engage with the Parliament's legal resources in terms of trust in themselves. Is a trustee able to become a chairperson of the same trust and get a legal opinion in that regard from Parliament Legal Services? I would take it, Honourable Members, that those things need to be addressed and attended to before we can engage further with Ingonyama Trust. We will need to send a strong request to the chairperson that he is required by legislation to come before the committee of Parliament. And until that is done, Honourable Members, we cannot proceed with uncertainty because we are not sure as to this delegation who they are representing. Because the board is established to represent a sole trustee. There's no 100 trustees, there's one trustee, and that trustee has become the chairperson of the board. And the chairperson is not here, has not attended a meeting with the minister, and has not tendered an apology with the portfolio committee. And it will be futile for us to continue in this manner without certainty on the issues that we would want addressed that have been in the public domain. I therefore, Honourable Members, with your indulgence, would want to adjourn this matter, but there were outstanding questions that we requested to be responded to in writing by the ITB. Those were sent to us. I just want, before we adjourn, to ask if members had an opportunity to engage with those responses, and if you had follow-up questions on that, so that we can then pose those follow-up questions. They will respond in writing and respond when they come with the chairperson in our next meeting. I will request from the Secretariat to ensure that as we adjourn the meeting to seek legal advice from Parliament's legal resources on this matter raised, but also to ensure that we send a letter to the chairperson requesting him to avail himself at the next available date of the committee we have. That would be all on my side, Honourable Members, unless there are follow-up questions on the responses from ITB you received. Show of hands.
There's a hand.
From who? Oh, about Lamy and Honourable Chanda.
No. Thank you, Chair. For me, it is just to support what you are saying and to say that we you request another meeting, and we have not judged the ITB, the current members that are present now, as guilty or innocent. We're just waiting for the chair to come into the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Bauta Minister. Honorable Mama Chaka.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, before I comment on the questions or the responses of questions that were requested by the members, I would like to clarify something that here as a committee, we are not referring, okay, we are dealing with the entity. We are doing an oversight of an entity, which is Ingonyama Trust Board. Now, Chair, and its members, and its legislative mandate. Now, Chair, ndoyikisela ke sihlalo into ba sizibone sihlafuna amanzi when we deal with a certain individuals of an entity. Sizawuhlafuna amanzi ke sihlalo if uChwete Nongondeni is an archbishop of a certain church. And when I come here as a member of parliament, I will be treated in Jesus to begin as a revolver. Arch. Here I am not arch. I am who I am. Quest space. I advise that Chair, we avoid by all means to relate to you or anyone else without you as what you are outside the committee or outside this legislation. To avoid Gestalo, because as it is, there's no politics is outside. So that's one of Gestalo, so trend that got in I just want to clarify that first. The second issue, Chair, that I want to ask, in these return responses, I don't, maybe Chair, in fact, let me confirm, I don't find where we asked, Ukuthi, how far is the board in terms of implementing the findings of the court, with judgment your corner where Ingonyama Trust Board supposed to refund those monies that were paid by people. We ask that, how far is the board in terms of attending to that court judgment? That's what I could notice from our chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chaita. The Honorable Ntate Masipa.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think, and good morning to colleagues. Mine is not a question, it's just to indicate that obviously the parliament is going to rise soon as we go into campaign. Maybe, you know, we definitely need to look at our timelines. around this matter. But what I was also really thinking, Chair, is that could we also consider really a possibility of conducting oversight, at the Royal Place, maybe, you know, and engage with all these issues that maybe we really try to find some answers, sometimes, you know, very difficult. But maybe if we do a physical oversight might just also help us a little bit in getting answers to many of the other issues. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Dr. Masipa. This is what Honourable Chete is speaking to, so we don't lose contact. Ingonyama Trust Board is not located at the Royal Palace. It's located at Mgungundlovu District Municipality in Pietermaritzburg. That's where their head office is. So our responsibility as the Portfolio Committee is not to His Majesty. It is to the board, which has a board, which has a deputy chairperson and a chairperson, CEO and CFO, and it has a sole trustee. That entity that is funded by the department is located in Pietermaritzburg, and that is whom we are engaging with, not the Royal Palace. I thought I should clarify that. There was another head, Honorable Babama, then Honorable Kaba.
Thank you, Chair, for your indulgence. I did have a number of questions based on the responses to our previous questions in the last meeting. But considering the circumstances, I really feel that I must hold on to my questions. My only concern Chair, is as Undate Masipa has said, we are very close to having us rising, and to leave things hanging in the air like this on our side, it looks a bit untidy for me. And I ask the chair about Tini, but we'll take your guidance going forward. But yeah, I did have quite a number of questions, and I really don't know whether you would advise me to go for them, or seeing that, you know, the situation is as it is, and Claudia says you move to go, it's pointless going on with them. Thank you.
Honourable members, just for your own comfort, we need to look at the date, at the earliest possible date available. If it is Friday or if it is next Tuesday, this is an urgent matter for us as a committee. We are in the midst of wrapping up our work and having need to give input to our legacy report. So we are not going to leave things hanging, and we have never been a clumsy committee. We've been very proficient in the work that we have been doing, and therefore we will continue holding the department and its entities accountable to this committee on behalf of the Parliament of the Republic. Honourable Kapa.
Thank you, Chair. Just briefly, I acknowledge your ruling on this matter for today's meeting, and also I do have a feeling that your ruling augurs well with what Honourable Papama was saying, that it does give a chance to the chairperson, although she was saying to seal, but I think the chairperson in this case. And lastly, I would like to understand, Chair, for this committee, through you, who informs this committee about the developments that at the moment you only know them from the media? Who is supposed to formally inform this committee that APCT has happened? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Nkapa. As you very much aware that the department accounts to the committee with its entities. So as a committee, we have not received anything official in writing from Ingonyama Trust Board in terms of what we have been reading in the media. Unless the secretariat wants to point it out, nothing that has come before myself as the chairperson, which is the reason why you've not received anything yourself as honorable members. In that regard, we may afford the delegation that is here in terms of the changes that have come about. Have they been communicated to the committee or the minister? In terms of the minister, then we can be able to engage her further. But maybe the deputy minister, Honorable Squacha, is with us, may share light after we've received input from Ingonyama Trust Board. You may proceed, Deputy Chairperson, or any of the delegation that is here with us.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm going to use the cliche that what the members are articulating, that is exactly what we as a board have gone through to hear things through the media. That is what the minister has gone through to hear matters through the media. And then some of us would then be proactive to say this thing needs to be tidied. And we do want to, all of us have been in the same boat. And then some of us would then be proactive to say this thing needs to be put together. And that is precisely why, as Deputy Chairperson, I ended up approaching the minister to say there was a need for her to meet the chairperson. And the chairperson brought the traditional prime minister. And I had indicated that in terms of the law, the traditional minister doesn't come in. So there has been this process of trying to tidy this whole thing and put it together. I just want to apologize to this portfolio committee and to say the intervention, and we appreciate this predicament, because the interventions by the minister are designed to actually get this to work properly. And I think, I'm sorry to say, we are in for a bumpy ride, you know, but this portfolio committee just needs to stick to what needs to be done. Thank you very much.
Chair, I think the direct answer is the minister has to inform the committee. The board wouldn't come straight to the committee to inform the committee of the changes. But I think in terms of the sequence of events, the minister only met with the chairperson of the board on the 22nd of February. As Deputy Chair is indicating, the minister had to ascertain what is going on, and until they met, it was speculation. Yes, there was correspondence, but I think those that have been following the issue in the media is there would be correspondence, there would be a voice that says that correspondence is a forgery. So as a consequence, the minister had to ascertain from the chairperson's voice whether this is the case or not, and that only happened on the 22nd of February. So I suppose it could be because of those timelines that the minister might not have had the opportunity of writing to the committee, but it will be the minister that will communicate to the committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you, Advocate Ngwengwa and the Deputy Chairperson, Advocate Famosamo. This is precisely why I objected to today's proceeding, because the ITB Ayongila is not a traditional council. Now, speaking of a prime minister, we don't know a prime minister in the committee. In the Republic of South Africa, we have a president and a deputy president. I don't know a traditional prime minister, what its role becomes in an entity of the Department of Agriculture and Reform and Rural Development, that being Ingonyama Trust Board. So, honorable members, it is under this cloud that I raise this concern that we adjourn the meeting. We request the committee to look at the earliest date available, even if it is a Friday. But this session must be held and we must get clarity on these issues, because we are as excited and as passionate as the new members of the board that want to get to doing the work that they are mandated to do. But in order for them to do the work, this cloud must be cleared and they should be enabled to do the work and not have a traditional leader of Inqila ethile to come and be intimidating them at an office. They are not a traditional council. I left traditional council I'm here as a member of parliament, chairing a portfolio committee of agriculture and reform and rural development. And they are there as members of Ingonyama Trust Board. So, this is the clarity that we seek, honorable members. And we need to get to the bottom of it so that even when 7th Parliament takes over, it takes over understanding that there is a clear entity with a clear mandate and these are the people representing that entity. With that said, DM, any light you want to share on the matter and perhaps your engagement with the minister, and if the minister has had obstacles in terms of writing to the committee on this matter?
No, thank you very much, Chair. Thanks for the brief opportunity. Good morning to all members and the board and the senior officials. So I think that both the Deputy Chair and the CEO have said it all. In fact, I had an opportunity to say something initially. I would have said what they had said. There has been only one meeting with the new chair on the 22nd of February, as indicated. And your last remarks are just spot on. And one of the worries is that the traditional prime minister, who is a mayor of Zululand, also enters the frame by making adverse remarks which cannot be able to take us forward on this matter. Hence the importance and the urgency of the meeting that you are speaking about, so that the matters are cleared once and for all, not only for our sake, but even for the sake of the future. So that's really all in this regard. Thank you very much.
Thank you, honorable members. with that said, I think we conclude at this juncture. The Secretariat has also confirmed that have been met on the 22nd of February, the chairperson and the minister. We have not yet received any written notice, perhaps because of the complexities that are embedded on these issues. We will inquire from the minister in terms of us as the management committee of the portfolio committee on the latest developments, but I would request honorable members that as much as we require the chairperson of the board to come before the committee with the board, we should also request of the minister to be in that meeting as well, so that we can be able to resolve the matters that we have been seeing in the media. With that said, honorable members, allow me to thank the deputy minister, honorable I was just getting a confirmation on a date on honorable members. But as I was saying, allow me to thank the Deputy Minister, the Honorable Squatcher, and the officials of the department, led by the DG, Dr. Ramasodi, and the DGs that are accompanying him. We want to thank you for having afforded us the opportunity to meet and see you in person. We often stuck in these virtual meetings and never see you in person. So we thank you for having taken time to come before the committee. We want honorable members to thank the Ingonyama Trust board, the deputy chairperson and the CEO, CFO and members of the board for having taken your time under these strenuous conditions to come before the committee. But do not be disheartened, because your challenges that you're facing is what we have been well versed with from what we have been able to pick up in the media. And we will ensure at the earliest convenience we are able to resolve this matter. Honorable members, in terms of looking at our diary, the earliest date we can be able to reschedule this meeting for is the 26th of March, before we close and we rise as Parliament. So we would request that you allow your diaries to afford us an opportunity to have a physical meeting, honorable members. This is of uttermost importance that we engage on this matter and resolve the challenges that ITB faces, so that we may be able to conclude on this matter. It is something we would not want to be carried into the seventh parliament. Those that are coming or returning must be able to hit the ground running and continue with the work that we would have left. I'm proud and honored to have been able to chair the sixth parliament on a legacy report done by Mamungwenya Mabila, who's here with us, a former chairperson of the portfolio committee in the sixth parliament. So our work is as good as their report. So this is why we also want to ensure that those that will be coming in find a good ground to move from in terms of what we would have put together as a legacy report. Let me thank all the honorable members for having been able to attend this meeting. I know we have challenges with our buses out of the parks, and they may cause delays, and we may have suffered those slight delays this morning. But I want to thank you for having been able to avail yourself for this portfolio committee meeting to be held, and thank our staff, the secretariat, content advisors, researchers, and our logistics team and communication for having been able to ensure that we are able to have this meeting. Honorable members, the meeting stands adjourned with further notice. Thank you. Lenary will resume.